Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about obedience to Allah. Obedience to Allah is one of those very central and important Islamic virtues. Right? We have many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to this. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read, O ye who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority amongst you. That's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Right? So we cannot achieve virtue and we cannot achieve otherworldly salvation, sa'adat, in the hereafter, without obedience to Allah. Right? Obedience to Allah is very central in our destiny in the hereafter. Regarding obedience, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, obedience to Allah is the key to every efficient matter and the redressing of every immoral act. And he also said, the person most worthy of Allah's mercy is the one most diligent in Allah's obedience. And also, finally, he said, it is incumbent upon you to obey the one whom you hold no excuse to remain ignorant of. So obedience to Allah is, again, it's been encouraged in all of these hadiths. And in fact, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he said, he who obeys his creator is not bothered by the displeasure of the creation, meaning other people. And, when this obedience to God comes into conflict with the obedience to people, obviously the obedience to Allah should be given priority, and we should not obey people when it comes into conflict with the obedience to God. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, he who pleases a ruler with regard to something that displeases Allah, Allah excludes himself from the religion. He who pleases a ruler with regard to something that displeases Allah excludes himself from the religion of Allah, mighty and exalted. Right, so this person actually exits the parameters and jurisdiction of the religion of Islam, in fact. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, beware of obeying your leaders and your elders, who felt proud of their achievements and boasted about their lineage. And do not obey those who claim to be Muslims but who are hypocrites, whose filth you imbibe alongside your propriety, whose ailments you mix with your healthiness, and whose wrongs you have allowed to infiltrate your rightful matters when they are the foundations of vice. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at obedience in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.